सप्ताकांक्षगौरी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी वृषभनुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांशाकोटिगुरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे यावत् तथोऽस्मि हं तास्मि चात्मानं मन्यते सुकृत् तावत् तदभिमन्याज्ञो तावत् तदभिमान्यज्ञो राजभारतकामि. In the bodily conception of life, one remains in darkness without self-realization, thinking, I am being killed, or I have killed my enemies. As long as a foolish person thus considers himself to be the killer or the killed, he continues to be responsible for material obligations, and consequently he suffers the reactions of happiness and distress. So it seems that Kamsa sincerely repented for having persecuted Vasudeva and Devaki. He was informed by Durga that his efforts had been misdirected, that there was nothing to be gained by persecuting Vasudeva and Devaki. So now he felt sorry. And because of that sincere regret, he got some knowledge also. As long as one is puffed up in the bodily concept of life, thinking, I know everything, I'm doing everything, he can't understand anything. He remains covered by ignorance. But when one regrets, his heart becomes purified. And then one can begin to understand that I've done the wrong thing, I was in the wrong conception, I had the wrong idea. And one can advance in this way on the path of knowledge. And so it seems that Kamsa understood something. Upoto navajanito nayamanti nanyato. One who thinks that he's killed or thinks that he's killing is in ignorance. He doesn't know. Agya. Agya means foolish or ignorant. So he accepted that I was foolish, I was ignorant. I was thinking that I could be killed. Or I was thinking that I could kill. That means that I was an illusion. Najayate miyate vakadacha. The soul can't be killed, nor can the soul, therefore no one can kill the soul. So, Kamsa understood that also. And he begged forgiveness. On the grounds that he'd acted by the will of destiny, by fate, I was in the bodily conception of life, but now I'm free from that conception. Of course, the problem is, arava bhaktasyut kuto mahatuna manovrite nasati bhavatovi. One may have some good qualities, one may show some knowledge, some humility. But if he's not a devotee, these have no real basis, no basis in ultimate reality. And therefore they can disappear as quickly as they appeared. Manovratena asati bhavatovati. These things just appear from the mind and temporarily manifest themselves and then disappear. According to circumstance, one sometimes gets some understanding and loses his understanding, sometimes becomes repentant, then again forgets about being repentant, sometimes becomes humble, then again becomes puffed up. Manovratena, the mind is going this way and that way, and he's going this way and that way. That's the nature of the mind, it changes all the time. You go past the store window and you see something, you say, I'd like to have this. No, I don't really need it, but it would be nice. But I don't think I could afford it, but maybe I could afford it. That's the mind. Sankalpa vikalpa. The mind accepts something, then rejects, then accepts, then rejects. But one who is Krishna conscious is on this platform of steadiness. He accepts what's favorable for the service of Krishna, and he rejects what's unfavorable. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya vajrama. Kutastha vijitendriya. He's in the transcendental position, and he's controlled his senses. Yukti tuchate yogi. He's connected with Krishna. So he develops all the good qualities of the demigods. But the person who's not connected with Krishna can't be depended on to be steady. He'll sometimes show some good qualities, then the next minute he could flip on you and be something else entirely. And we'll see that with Kamsa. He appeared to get some good understanding, but later he loses it by the association of his bad advisors and by his own demonic qualities. Aswadrik means a person who doesn't see himself. Drik means seeing. Swadrik, seeing oneself. And Aswadrik, not seeing oneself. The person who has no spiritual knowledge can't see himself. He's interested in his own self-interest, but he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know that he's spirit-soul. He doesn't know that he's part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, he doesn't know his own self-interest. Nate vidu svarta katin vishnu durashya ye bhairartama. He doesn't know that his real self-interest lies in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, his mind is concerned with external things, with his body, with family, home, money, bank balance, country, land, children, so many things. The day that he was going to continue, he doesn't know his own self-interest. Aswadrik, he doesn't see that he's not this body. He doesn't see that he's spirit-soul. He's thinking that the body is the self. Therefore, Aswadrik, not seeing. Tavat abhimani, and abhimani means a person who's in false ego, who thinks he's something that he's not, who's proud of his false identity. People are very proud. I'm an American. I'm a this. I'm a that. I'm rah. And it's all pride over something that he's not. So he's a big fool. If I sit here and say, I'm proud that I'm Napoleon, you'll think I'm a madman. If I'm proud that I'm Mahatma Gandhi, it means nothing. But people are proud, I'm an American, I'm Indian, I'm Hindu, I'm Christian, I'm this, I'm this. All in the upadhi, bodily designations, in the bodily concept of life. And therefore, agya. Gya means knowledge, and agya, not having knowledge. Not having knowledge means being in darkness, being in fear. Padya, padagatamiya. As long as one thinks he's the killer or the killed, he continues to be responsible for material obligations. If I do something in terms of the bodily concept of life, then I get implicated in the actions and reactions of those activities. Yasya na hankrito pavo bhutir yasya na lipite advapi saima lokan nahanti nandipavite. A person who knows that I'm not this body, that I'm not the doer of anything, that everything is finally under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a person, even while acting, isn't entangled. Nahanti nandipavite. Even if he's killing, there's no reaction for his activities, because he's acting in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, he's entangled in all the reactions, and his life is goes on as a life of ignorance. Okay, any questions?
I think Maharaj, your concept is painting his offenses towards his Vashnavi, because of fear, out of fear. Because Durga is considered, Durga is taken birth from the Vasudevan Devaki, and Durga is the East Devi of the Kansa. That's why these people are not ordinary people. If I don't repent my offenses, then I'm going to suffer a lot.
Yeah, he got directly rebuked by Durga Devi, his Ishta Devata. So he could understand, oh, I've messed up. He could understand that. Something else? Good point. Something else? Okay. Yes.
Saying this ego comes from where?
From forgetfulness of Krishna. Forgetful
of Krishna.
As soon as we turn away from Krishna, at once we turn toward Maya, and the first connection with Maya is this, or first entrapment by Maya is this false ego. I think that I'm matter. I'm Brahmasmi, I'm spirit. But I come under the illusion that I'm matter. And then in terms of matter, I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm white, I'm black, I'm this, I'm that. False ego is the beginning of illusion. Okay. All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.